Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in a replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. So, as always, if you are physically capable, make sure that you are standing up. Make sure that your eyes are closed. Your arms, your hands are free to your sides, and you are listening to your body. Listening to your body, freeing your body. Listening to your breath. Freeing your breath. Listening to your thoughts. And freeing your thoughts. What does that all mean, all that freedom? Well, the best way to describe it is you becoming a witness, and becoming the observer, the ultimate observer to your breath, to your thoughts, and to your body, giving those qualities. Giving your body, giving your thoughts, giving your breathing life of its own, independence of sorts. In the past few meditations, we have successfully covered the important elements of meditation, of elements of focus and intention during meditation. And we will continue today covering that, using the description dynamic for me is it describes the necessary changes that something must happen, must take on. But yet, it is, those are not chaotic changes, but actually controlled changes. Dynamics, something that comes from the Greek word, means dynamicus, or powerful. It has to do with power. When it comes to even social behavior, psychology, and even computer science, dynamics or dynamic changes were used to show structural changes or information changes in a certain sequence. overall dynamic is power. In physics, dynamics means the time evolution of physical process. And as always, just in case I have not reminded us to make sure that we begin our meditation from a stand-up posture. And the reason being is that the dynamics of movement, the power we can receive from movement, is much, much more beneficial if it begins from a stand-up posture, as it allows a much greater variety of movement and greater sensitivity to the need of stillness or movement. And therefore, greater accuracy of expression of the body from within as we are paying attention, as we are becoming a witness to all the elements of our being, from thought process to breath to physical movement. Very good. Very good. I'm going to raise the energy a little bit higher, and we're going to move to the dynamics of the intentions of today. Beautiful. And relax into your postures and your movement. Give yourself that permission, give yourself that time. in the dynamics that we will encounter today and use as enhancing the intention during our meditation. It is the dynamics or the dynamic self-recognition. It is a dynamic self-recognition. What does that mean for me, and why is that important? The whole essence of meditation as a whole must be acknowledged as a method for self-recognition and self-realization. As we always say that the world we know through us, the happiness we receive through ourselves, not necessarily something that comes from the outside and fulfills us, but something that we feel from the inside to be fulfilling. And often, those who meditate, those who recognize self-development of any kind, also appreciate the fact that the better place you can find within yourself, the more joy you'll be able to receive from the place you're at or from the people you are interacting with. Again, because you do it through yourself. Wherever you go, here you are. And that is something that was known and accepted. But recognizing exactly the same need for self-growth and self-realization at the same time also is very challenging to let go of the need to justify your own personal awareness of yesterday. It's kind of hard to define in a few words, but whoever we knew ourselves yesterday, whoever we thought and had to respect, because without respecting yourself, without loving yourself to some degree, again, please don't take it out of context, just the fact that everything that you see, everything that you experience is through you. That must give you an element of, and you allow that to happen, must give you an element of self-respect of some sort. And then the laws of growth laws of self-development and self-realization say that there's more, that you have an incredible potential. And now, based on that thought, the person who you will know yourself to be tomorrow may be a better version of a person who you are used to knowing or who you knew yesterday. Now that is clear in the mind, but often energetically we resist it. We resist it with a fight inside, not wanting to let go of the person you knew yesterday in favor of a person you may not yet know. And there, I want to use that mindset of dynamic self-recognition, which allows a much easier transition between the old you to the new you, and to recognize that it is a natural, normal, necessary, and desired process. Every single time we close our eyes and go into a meditative state, I should hope that you are questioning the old you versus the new you versus the potential you. And when you are questioning this, that freedom of intention, of dynamic self-recognition, of the power of change within your awareness of self, plays an important role. If it does not, then change cannot be possible. Not a change that is initiated with great power, by that slowing down or diminishing your time in a meditative state. Dynamic self-recognition has to do with your relationship with yourself. As I will raise the energy again, let us do a few inner keys that have to do with strengthening that mindset of dynamic self-recognition. Very simple, just as symbolic representation, allowing each key to be like a key to a door into the possibilities of improving that relationship with self, not improving it in a way of loving yourself more or less, but improving it into allowing the change to happen. Because that's somewhat could be seen as opposite. One is solidifying who you are, solidifying the love you have for the current you. But here we're talking about completely a different perspective. Not solidifying the love that you have for the current you, but solidifying the love and the need for change and dynamic self-recognition in my world, and now hopefully in yours, will give you the power of better quality growth during meditative state as the mindset changed. So here it is, first inner key, very, very simple. We're going to go relatively fast with this, so we can take it into our day. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognize my dynamic self. And fill my head and my neck. Very simple. And let it happen. And just let it happen. Beautiful. Following key. Again, it's a key that opens doors. It's just not just a key. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing my dynamic self, and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Next to that key. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing my dynamic self. And fill my chest cavity. Just notice your breath. Excellent. Next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing my dynamic self, and fill my upper abdomen, and notice your back and your breath again going deeper in the back and the spine. Relax it. Beautiful. The next energy. Please repeat it with your inner voice. Make sure you're repeating it. Don't forget. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy, recognizing my dynamic self, and fill my lower abdomen. And fill my lower abdomen. Beautiful. And the next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing my dynamic self and fill my legs and feet. You're doing amazing. Thank you. The final key for this meditation is the final inner key. Please repeat it with authority in word. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy. Recognizing my dynamic self and fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, and just relax into it. You're doing amazing. So here we are, mindsets of meditation, dynamic self recognition, and maybe one of the most important, if not the most important, trigger, inspiration, element. That if not used properly, leaves us behind. If used properly, likely to escalate, elevate, magically transform. The relationship with self, and therefore the relationship with everything we ever encounter. You've been great and exceptional energy. If you do have a bit more time, please stay in this energy a little bit longer. Otherwise, simply embody, internalize, and take it into your day, and we will be together again soon, continuing our dynamic intentions and the necessary mindsets for better and better results in our meditation. My name is Eric Valmond. This has been our Daily Karma, Daily Morning Meditation. Until next time.